Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Big weekend coming up for the Preds. They're back in Dallas tomorrow on the road after a huge win against the Stars last Saturday night. They'll take on Dallas tomorrow, back at home on Saturday to take on the New York Islanders. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Preds assistant coach Dan Hino. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Dan, I sensed some frustration in the locker room after the game the other night and with Andrew Burnett, just about the way things have gone at home lately for you guys. And I know you guys have talked about it. It's been a major point of emphasis to get off to better starts at home. And obviously that did not happen the other night against the Ducks. What are you just kind of seeing at home from you guys right now? And why do you think the starts or the consistent level of play has been an issue for you guys as of late?
Well, I think, you know, we're, and I'm not making excuses for the boys or anything like that, but, you know, we're kind of in we're a little bit of a tweener right now where we have good, solid veterans that have been in the game for a long time, won some cups, and then we got a bunch of young guys. And it's been great watching, you know, the evolution of these young guys under the tutelage of these veterans that we have here, and they've been phenomenal. But when you're young and inexperienced, your preparation isn't kind of locked in, you know? So these games at home recently, we haven't been locked in, and I don't know, you know, maybe there's distraction at home. Maybe they're, you know, as young guys, and I'm not giving the older guys a pass here. I'm just saying when you're young, you're trying to figure this all out. And I think there's more distractions at home than there are away. Away, you're just in the hotel. You got hockey to focus on. You wake up, hockey, sleep, hockey, and then you fly home. And then, you know, whatever's going on at home, potentially there could be, you know, some distractions, right? So, and I don't, you know, if I had the answer, we would have solved it a while ago.
Sure.
So I don't, you know, it's all conjecture. But I just, if you're wondering why young teams struggle at times mentally, I think a lot of it is just they haven't figured out how to compartmentalize, you know, the distractions of, and, you know, keep in mind, this is holiday season, right? You got the New Year's, you got Christmas, you got families visiting, you got aunts and uncles coming out of the woodwork looking for tickets, you know, like it's a lot for a young hockey player to juggle. And like I said, on the road, you don't have to as much. So, you know, and that's just, like I said, it's a guess, cause I wish I had the answer so we could fix it. But, you know, this is kind of the hallmark of a young team.
So from a coaching perspective, what kind of things can you guys do to try to like manage that and sort of, you know, cut it down if possible?
Well, all you can do is make them aware of it, you know, and continue to harp on making changes in their personal lives, right? So every time we screw this up, it's a good learning opportunity and a good opportunity for us to teach them, you know, kind of why it's important that they figure this stuff out. You know, there's, like I said, there's no clear-cut answer to it. You can't just say, well, here's what you're going to do at home from now on. It's more like they have to figure it out the hard way. And sometimes that means they might miss a game, or that means they might miss a shift or a period because they just aren't prepared. And, you know, then that's kind of the way they learn. They're like, okay, well, I don't want to miss another period. I got to get my life in order here at home and start the game on time. Because no matter who you're playing, whether it's the first place team, the last place team, you spot a team in the NHL 3-rip after the first, and you're just not going to win a lot of games. So, you know, that's like I said, the learning process. You try and make them aware every time they screw it up so that they don't do it again. And hopefully, you know, it's a war of attrition where finally they just learn what not to do.
Dan, you know, obviously Gus Nyquist has been in this league for a long time, and he's been a really good player in this league. I got to be honest, though, I'm blown away with just how effective he's been on the top line with Forsberg and with O'Reilly. What have you made of, I guess, not only the way that he's played, but the consistency level at which he's done it in an elevated role that he really hasn't had over the course of the last few years of his career here?
Yeah, well, you saw it a little bit in Detroit, if you guys remember, when he was kind of the lone wolf there and carried that team. Actually, I sent a couple of the boys, I ran across a clip, an old clip of him slashing Spurgeon in the face. you know, clearly on accident, but it was, it was, you know, we used it as a joke. But he's fiery like that. That's the thing about Gus is, you know, he's this veteran. He's calm. He's got ice in his veins, but he's got some edge to him, right? And that's why he's been so successful over the course of his career is because he's very intelligent. He's a very intelligent hockey player. His computer's really good. His, like I said, the ice in his veins is impressive, you know, because I'm panicking and I'm on the bench watching what he's doing and he's, you know, he's barely breaking the sweat. So, you know, add on top of that, his leadership, his quiet work like mentality where he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want all the publicity. It's not about him. It's not, he doesn't want attention. He just wants to put his head down, go to work, win hockey games. And you can see that with his chemistry with Phil and Factor O'Reilly. So it's been great. And you know what? I was talking to my buddy, Brad Larson, when he coached him in Columbus, he loved him. And he's like, he's quietly going to be one of your favorite players, if not your favorite. He's like, he's not going to be a problem. You're never going to hear about him, but quietly, he's going to become one of your safety blankets as a coach. And that's exactly what's happened here.
Dan, I know lots of ups and downs, and we've talked about them before, but where do you see things going from here for Cody Glass, and what are you guys talking with him about right now?
Well, Cody's in a little bit of a transition phase. You know, the way you look at life is you can't grow without adversity, and right now he's hitting that adversity, you know, and, you know, we talk to the boys about this all the time where, you know, your life and your hockey career is kind of like in levels and you push, you get to a level, you plateau, and then you need something to change to get to that next level. Usually that's some sort of adversity. So that's kind of what he's going through in his world, right? He just can't find his footing right now. It's just not going in for him. It's bouncing the wrong way, which again is just making him stronger and better and faster. And, you know, once he gets through this, you know, the hockey gods will reward him with some bounces and some good luck, but you got to get through it. And so right now, you know, he's doing all the right things. He's putting his head down. He's working hard. He's a positive kid. He's a great kid. And you pull for him, you know, and it's hard right now just because that, you know, he's in the middle of it. But you also know, having gone through it a million times ourselves, that once he gets out of this, he's going to be in a better place. So I'm excited to see where he goes from here. Right now, like I said, he's in the middle of it, so it's kind of hard to tell. And I'm sure hard to live in if you're him. But, you know, from an outside perspective, coaching perspective, I'm excited because I know from here he gets better.
Brett's assistant coach Dan Hynote with us here on Robbie and Rexrow. Dan, last thing for you here. I thought it was just an excellent game, a back-and-forth game last week with you guys in Dallas. You're taking them on tomorrow on the road. What was that game like, and to get a win like that on the road, how big was that for your group, and what sort of game are you expecting tomorrow against a division rival and a team that's had a couple memorable games with you guys so far this year?
Yeah, you wish you could forget them, but some of them. But you're right, they're always memorable, and you know, we hate them, they hate us. It's always a great rivalry. And, you know, they had our number for a long time in that barn. So it was great to get to steal a win out of there. There's a little bit of a dragon we needed to slay. So I think going in, I'm excited because, you know, we go head to head with that team. We, you know, it's always last minute. It's always overtime or, you know, less than a minute to go when the game's decided. So you always know it's going to be like that. And those are why you do this sport. So, you know, both. I think it's nice because we, having slayed the dragon, guys aren't going in there tippy-toeing. You know, we're not dipping our toe in. It's going to be full tilt from the puck drop, and those are the fun games because every it's like a playoff atmosphere in the sense that every little play is important because they're so dangerous. They're, you know, a top five team in the NHL, I think, and so you make one mistake, it usually ends up as a scoring chance or in the back of your net. So every little chip, every little finish check, every reload, you know, all these things are magnified in games like that. So it's great for our young guys to go through it because of that high pressure situation. You don't get it unless you have these types of games in regular season, and they don't, this is where they get their playoff experience before they get their playoff experience. So it's great. It's great all around. So we're excited.
Well, Dan, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Good luck coming up tomorrow against Dallas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you as well. Preds assistant coach Dan Hynote, our guest here on Robbie and Rexrow. Coming up next, why did the Titans fire Mike Vrabel? We'll take you through some information that's come about that Diana Russini and Joe Rexroad put together at The Athletic that's out this morning. Bill Belichick tried to spoil it, but he couldn't do it. We'll get into that coming up next.
Saban.
This is Robbie and Rexroad.
Belichick.
102.5, 106.3, The Game.